Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal!
Right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Q here with another very real, yet very unreal episode of Project Unreal. Now, this week I am joined by a brand new guest, someone who has never been on any Project Nerd show ever, and really important that they make a great first impression. So no pressure at all, but if they don't, this could be our worst episode in the history of the network. So again, no pressure, but I would like to introduce all of our listeners to Caroline Moore. How's it going, Caroline?
Great. How are you, Q?
Good. No, I hope you didn't feel any pressure by that intro at all. Like, my goal is for everybody to just feel comfortable when they come on the show. But listen, if our ratings dip, you're going to be getting an email from me. So
that's cool. All right.
Like I said, no pressure. Easy breezy. Nothing to worry about. So I have to ask, you're guesting on our little improv show here. Improv, is it something you are familiar with?
Unfortunately, yes, I am very familiar with it. I studied improv at Third Coast in Nashville, as well as I.O. We were the last group. We just started our final performances, and then I.O. decided, you know, there's going to be a pandemic. I'm convinced Sharna created the pandemic.
Sure.
That's a fun
one. That seems real. That seems realistic. I buy it.
I honestly, Sharna has that power, and I would not be surprised by it, 100%. And I also have my master's in screenwriting, and I had to take fun improv classes at Second City as well. So
my gosh, so you're very familiar with improv then.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, great. No pressure to me. I am an improv noob. This awesome. Is what I do. So I am very excited, and I'm very familiar with Third Coast. Third Coast is a great comedy club in Nashville. I myself am from Nashville. We love those guys. So a little bit, Caroline, about how the show works, and this is also for our listeners as well, so they understand. It's pretty easy. In a few seconds, I'm going to break from reality, and I'm going to send you a character that you have never seen before. It's a very short character description. And then when we come back, we are going to essentially have an interview, like you're interviewing on the Project Nerd Network, except you're not going to be you. I will still be me. Confusing enough yet? Or is this?
I'm entirely confused. Excellent. My brain already shut down.
Excellent. Great. Then this should be fantastic. No pressure. But make this the best episode we've ever had, okay?
Okay, I will try my hardest.
That's a verbal contract now, so contractually obligated. I have a team of lawyers that are on standby. So,
oh, geez. I'm so sorry.
Here we go! Let's get unreal! Greetings, Nerdites. Q here, and I am so excited to bring you another exclusive Project Nerd interview. Now, you guys know that we've interviewed everybody from film celebrities to video game publishers to authors to octogenarians to zoo biologists, right? Today, we have something very, very special. Our guest is none other than Mona Monroe. Now, Mona has a very unique occupation. If you yourself have ever wondered, are birds real? You may, and maybe not, have run up against one of Mona's conspiracy theories. Because that's right. Mona is a conspiracy theory tastemaker. She is the one who chooses and helps evolve the conspiracy theories that we are all very, very well aware of. So, Mona, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Q. Pretty excited about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Now you come from a legacy of conspiracy theorists, if I'm not mistaken. Can you tell us, your father was particularly famous for coming up with a very well-known conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Yep. My dad. Yep. Yeah. Dad. Yeah. So he started the whole JK, JFK, and Elvis thing. So yeah. Yeah. My dad. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was your dad.
Yep, that was...
That must feel amazing. Like, that really must be like, you're like, wow, like, that's quite a pedigree.
That's definitely how I would describe that.
So, I mean, I'm sure that that's usually what you lead with when you're talking to people. It's like, hey, my dad, have you ever heard that JFK and Elvis still alive? Yeah, that's my family.
No. I have a PhD in cryptozoology, and sure. Then everyone's like, Mona Monroe, are you Rick Monroe's daughter? And then I have a PhD. Like, he does this, he smokes a ton of pot, and then he's sure. Like, JFK, Elvis, I saw them. No. No, you watched the History Channel high on marijuana.
Oh, wow. So you actually, the very opposite, you're actually saying that you are not proud of your father's legacy. You think he's kind of like, he kind of phoned it in?
He delegitimized the whole entire industry, all right? Wow. You don't get a PhD in cryptozoology from the University of Central Tallahassee to just completely undermined by your dad just getting stoned, all right?
Now, Tom, can I ask, how many years is that degree? How many years did you have to go at the University of Central Tallahassee?
It was 2 years.
It's a two-year college. It's a two-year degree.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like 20 Reddit posts is about, like, that's kind of your thesis.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you said in cryptozoology. Now, I am curious how that applies, how you apply that degree to your conspiracy theory creation. Because correct me if I'm wrong, cryptozoology is like the study of, you know, made up animals. Is that right? Like unicorns and, I can't think of any others. Unicorns. Is it just the study of unicorns?
It essentially, there is a specific sect within cryptozoology of unicorns. Mine was actually anthropomorphic, like ape-like creatures. So like essentially like a Bigfoot kind of thing. Yeah. And so, but I started getting into really like the Bigfoot of the ocean. Cause like what happens, you know, there's a whole ocean out there, and like
there is. Yes,
I swear. Yeah,
that is not a conspiracy. That's a real. No. That's a real fact.
That is a real fact. Yeah.
So, what would be considered? I'm very curious. What would be considered the Bigfoot of the sea?
Dolphins, but a smart dolphin. Okay, I know. I'm starting. It's a smart dolphin. So, like, you know how dolphins are already pretty smart. Like,
yeah, that's what I was going to say, is like dolphins are kind of well known to be very intelligent sea creatures.
This is a dolphin with a thumb.
Oh, just one? Just an opposable, like on its flipper?
Yeah. Dolphin.
So like an opposable thumb flippered dolphin.
Essentially, it's like a mitten. Like, Dolphin brain, but like that's essentially, it's a dolphin with a mitten. That's kind of.
Got it. And is this, this is a theory of yours, or is this?
This is what my thesis was on. I did my 20 Reddit posts about dolphins with thumbs. So
did you see a lot of traction on that? Did people take to that theory?
They, one of them gave me, it was a crying bear award, which gets me a month of Reddit premium. So
that's pretty good. But I wouldn't say that it's like as well known as, say, like JFK and Elvis still being alive, right? I mean, that's a pretty, like, you telling me right now is the first time I've heard of that. Why don't you regale the audience with just like some of your conspiracy theories that are as well known as like the JFK and Elvis one? I know, I'm sure you have some. So
it's a lot of mine are a little bit better.
Sure.
Than JFK.
So they're even more famous than that one.
Okay. Fergie is still alive. That is one.
That's like a fact, though. I mean, it's not really a theory. I mean, she's definitely alive.
Well, she hasn't really done anything after Big Girls Don't Cry, so I don't know.
Sure. I mean, that's fair, but I would say that that's less of a conspiracy theory and more of just like a fact. Why don't you tell the audience like one of your like really well known, like really well thought out and widely, I'm like Ancient Aliens, right? Like that's I'm sure something like that, maybe, or no? Yeah.
Well, I have one where it is dolphins with thumbs.
We covered that one. You got a free month of premium Reddit. So that's neat. But like, you know, we're having you as a guest because your dad came up with the JFK and the Elvis theory. I mean, people who aren't even into conspiracy theories know that one. So I'm sure, like, I know being his child, raised around that sort of like,
did he invent Tupac, whatever his name is, I don't even know, I don't care, he didn't even think of that one. That's just, see, Tupac, more important, all right, he's cool, he changed the rap game forever. What did JFK do? No one really knows. Bay of Pigs, maybe. Elvis, Priscilla Presley was 14, so they should not be alive at that point, so anyway? I'm sorry. Yeah,
okay,
no.
So hold on. No. So just to make sure I understand this correctly, you're saying Elvis should be dead. You're fine with it. Like he was old enough.
Yeah.
He had,
honestly.
Alright, I just want to make sure. Yeah, I got it. Okay, good. So Elvis lived a full life, doesn't need to be alive.
True.
And JFK, who knows what he did? Who even knows who he is what you're saying. Right,
like, no, his brother killed a guy, so do we want the Kennedys?
So a bad guy is what you're also saying, maybe. Like JFK is a bad guy. Is that a theory, that JFK was a bad guy?
No, I just that's in the history books. I'm sorry,
those are just facts.
Those are facts.
Again, like the Fergie thing. Just facts.
There's not enough proof, all right, on that.
It's still
one.
Still up for debate.
Yeah, okay. We don't know.
So many listeners out there, please, someone do a wellness check on Fergie. We're very curious if they're still alive. Now, I will say this. I did read about one of your theories that didn't get a lot of traction, but I'm just curious. You seem to, and I have a feeling it has to do with your degree in cryptozoology, but you put out a theory that golden retrievers are part of the inner circle of the Illuminati. Would you like to kind of expand on that a little bit? Like how and why would golden retrievers be involved in the Illuminati?
Well, that theory actually arose with the fact of their popularity. You just see every middle-aged like woman just really into golden retrievers. It's like, I don't know, 42, and then they're like, let's adopt a little golden retriever puppy. And the thing is that, like, once you're like 42, I think, or 43, you qualify for the presidency. So then at that point, you could technically go to Bohemian Grove. Bohemian Grove, obviously, where the Illuminati is. That's, you know, everyone kind of knows that. That's not a Fergie sure. thing. That's like a true thing. And that's then, normal. No, yeah. So it's just the number 43 really ties into that, because 43-year-old women, they love those things. And then dogs, the golden retrievers, I don't know. I don't like them. Of all of the dogs, I want a Shiba Inu. Don't think they're part of the Illuminati. The golden retrievers just seem, they just seem too friendly. They haven't had a scandal, you know, like, they're not like a German Shepherd. It's like,
sure.
they get the scandals and stuff. But, you know, a golden retriever is like, they don't have scandals. It's kind of like Beyonce, where it's like, you kind of know she's in the Illuminati just like based on that.
Right. Oh, so like,
yeah.
Beyonce, Illuminati, golden retrievers, Illuminati. That's like that's the Venn diagram that you're putting together.
It's got just it. A that's circle, where they, too.
Got it. Perfect. Kind of like my name. Do you think that that's a coincidence? It's a circle with a line in it? Do you think I am part of the Illuminati?
No.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're insinuating?
No, you don't. Like, see, at that point, like, you're not high of a platform, but you're also not low of a platform. You know, you're like, you're a little, you have a podcast, so you have, like, some platform. Right, sure. And so it's like, I feel like you either have too much of a platform to, like, truly influence all of the community, or too low of a platform that you just fly under the radar to kind of influence the community, like, underground.
Do you think that that is intentional? Like, maybe it is, you know, we are presenting a warm and welcoming, easily accessible front for a meticulously puppeteering behind the scenes of the global economy? Do you think that that's possible?
Are you Disney? Are you related to Disney? Because then, possibly,
can you prove that I'm not related to Disney?
Can I say Marvel without this getting bleeped out?
Yes.
Okay, probably not then. Probably not.
Got it. Okay. Now, back to animals. Because I'm fascinated with this. Because that, like I said, that seems to be kind of your passion in your conspiracy theory. I mean, we've all heard of your theory about ice zebras. We know that that's a thing that you're very passionate about. Some of us are aware that you have a theory that mice wear pants when we're not looking at them. I know that one flew a little more under the radar, but I did hear about it. So that at least is a point in your corner. Do you have any that we are not, that maybe you could break, like, right here on the show, give us an exclusive, like a brand new theory that you've been working on, for the Project Nerd listeners?
It's not quite ready. I mean, okay. I gotta rehash it a little bit, but yeah, I think that bears are a government conspiracy to reduce the amount of tourists in the national park to create a greener environment.
Oh, so it's like climate control through fear of bears.
Mm-hmm. See, bears, humans are just gross, all right? And bears,
okay.
Bears can kill a human, so A, they got that in their corner.
Definitely.
And then also, bears near food, they get rid of all the food, including all garbage. Humans, they just leave the garbage out there.
Sure.
And so, why wouldn't a bear just eliminate a human and the garbage?
Here's a question that I have, just to kind of expound on your theory. I know you said it's not right. It's not ready, like, fully yet. But, so are you insinuating that bears are not real and are, like, a made-up thing to scare people? Or are you insinuating that bears work for the government?
Jury is not quite out on that one. It's, you know, six of one, seven of the other, that kind of thing.
Have you yourself ever seen a bear?
Yes. Yes. I was in New Hampshire and I was in my uncle's jacuzzi. He's the cool uncle that invented the Tupac conspiracy theory.
Your family is just full of them. It's a real shame you haven't had one that really took off like that yet. It's just.
Yeah. So how's your podcast doing?
It's great. A lot of listeners. I'm going to give you that. You have a great platform to launch some of these theories. I was hoping that there would be more and maybe ones that had some sort of backing to them. But I'm excited about the fact that you want to focus on animals and theories that don't get traction. That's a niche that is underserved.
I'm sorry that I'm not my dad, who was a government employee who did have the actual files and proof that JFK was, in fact, still alive.
Is that a theory? Because earlier you did state that your father was a, quote, pothead who just watched the History Channel while high and created that theory. But now what you're giving me seems to contradict that earlier statement. Now you're saying he was indeed a government employee who had access to evidence that JFK is still alive. Are you yourself spinning a conspiracy theory about your own father? Is that a new conspiracy theory?
Is it? Is it, Q?
I don't know. Hmm? You are the conspiracy theory tastemaker. I feel like it is. Like, right now, I don't know what's true. I don't know if your dad is just a pothead who watched History Channel and came up with that. Now, to be fair, when that conspiracy started, that theory started, was well before the History Channel existed. But I don't know. Maybe your theory is even positing that the History Channel itself is a conspiracy and has actually been hidden from the main, like, population for decades. Maybe your dad had access to the History Channel before the rest of the world, is all I'm saying.
He did.
It kind of sounds like that. I don't want to insinuate, because you're the professional, but that's kind of what it sounds like to me.
He had access to the History Channel in that he was the inventor of the History Channel.
Your dad, Rick Monroe, invented the History Channel. Is that you're going on record, public record right now? I mean, are you breaking that as a brand new theory? Your father not only has one of the most wildly popular conspiracy theories out there, but he also invented the History Channel?
I don't know. Am I just a professional gaslighter? I don't know.
I don't know either. And I'm sure the rest of the listeners don't know. Now, since you've been so gracious to bless us with this interview, and I think we've covered a lot of interesting, if not completely interesting topics, What is the thought that you would like to leave our audience on? What is, you know, if you had to sum up Mona Monroe and her legacy, like your father's great legacy, which you may or may not have sullied on the show tonight, who is Mona Monroe and what is your legacy?
Mona Monroe is a person. She exists in all of us. But also, does she exist in any of us? Is she real? Is she telling the truth? Does she owe her credit card company $42,000? Because it turns out the University of Central Tallahassee isn't real? I don't know. Who is she? What is she? Where is she? Riddle me that, man. Riddle me that.
And that, my friends, concluded the interview with Mona Monroe. Now, I will tell you, very strangely, as soon as she spoke those last words, I looked at the camera as we were recording, and indeed, she was still there. She was she was kind of crouching behind the camera to like make it look like she disappeared. So I assume to try and get me to buy into her theory that maybe she isn't real. But I assure you, listeners, Mona Monroe, very real, very not great at conspiracy theories, but she is trying, and her dad, let's not forget, created the JFK and Elvis is still alive theory. And that is the thought that I want to leave you guys on. So until next time, keep tuned in to Project Nerd for more great interviews. We'll see you later. Oh man, Caroline, that was amazing. That was so much fun. If I didn't know better, I would think you yourself were actually some sort of conspiracy theorist. That's just a theory that I'm working on, but I would say that's a possibility.
I spend too much time on the internet, so honestly, like, pretty fair. I listen to way too much Last Podcast on the Left, so
it's that's definitely one of our favorite shows.
That's so good.
That is so good. I love also just unnecessarily plugging other podcasts. I do it all the time. Like, legitimately, if you go and listen to any episodes I'm on, I'm usually like, man, I've been listening to this podcast lately. It's really great. I don't know. Maybe I'm like trying to put it out into the ether that like one day that show will reach out and be like, we want to do a crossover episode. And in that case, I would like pee myself and be like, yay, let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You've legitimized me, Last Podcast on the Left. I appreciate you. Right. Now, I have to ask, if people want to dive more into what you have going on, where can they find you? What you working on? What you doing?
Yeah, I am just writing a bunch of really bad allegorical scripts right now and tweeting while I'm stoned. So you can follow me at Twitter. Or Instagram at Coolroline. It's like Caroline, but cool at the beginning. It's very, very stupid.
No, I love that. Did you make that in 1995?
I wish, man. I wish. I was only two.
Wow, that makes me feel very old. I to be fair, my first, and I'll throw it out there, I actually do really like that. My very first email address, which is an email address that I still use, so feel free to spam me, listeners. My very first email address was qbkeepsitreal@gmail.com. But you ready for this? God. I have always been, as you can see by my stacks of unusable VHS tapes, I've always been a movie fanatic. So I was so clever. It was qbkeepsitreal, but R-E-E-L, like a film reel, right? Am I right? Or am I right?
Oh, man. Oh, man. That's like a, yeah, imagine just keep getting that incorrect every time someone tries to send an email to you.
Totally. It is a very non-well thought out email address for an adult, but it was great as a teenager. I was like, yeah, that is so cool. People are going to know that I'm a film fan or that I really like fishing reels, I guess.
Honestly, either one. My like high school email was, I made a cartoon character named Larry Von Bonson, and my email was just like dedicated to this like cartoon character I made. So like, I cannot judge.
Where is Larry now?
He's retired. Still? But I sometimes will draw him. It's a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
I love that.
Yeah. So.
I love it. Now, I have to ask, too, since you threw it out there, and I am a film fan, you're working on scripts. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a peek or a taste of anything that you're working on? Something that you are interested in?
I'm just curious.
I want to know what kind of films you're writing.
Yeah, so my like thesis script, which got distinction, I have to point it out or else I legally, they add like another 10 grand to my like... owed tuition. My thesis script, which also placed at Austin Film Fest, it's called Wicked Gay. It's about this woman who's trying to save her cousin's roller skating rink and ends up finding a politician's son who is a closeted gay kid. But it's like very much in the style of like Veep, 30 Rock, and not like some weird heartwarming, like weird pseudo woke Gen Z thing.
Sure.
Yeah, all the dialogue right now with like the Gen Z stuff is very like hack. I don't know how else to describe it.
But, no, like, that's totally fair.
Yeah, trying to be like inclusive without being like I don't like being inclusive and being fun, because it's difficult being like LGBT and being like, oh, I don't need another thing pandering to me. So trying to like,
sure,
even just getting like writers that are like within that. It's just cool.
Sure, so. Not pandery, more normalized, just like a story that is about this and is not like not sending a message. Send a message?
Yeah, it doesn't have to. It's like,
right, inherently, yeah. It's just like, here's a good story, check it out.
Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah, I think it's cool. I love like writing that's like inclusive without like
beating you over the head with it.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's like, it's inclusive, I understand my own experience, so sure. Like, yeah.
Kinda... I love that. I think that's brilliant. And I have a feeling that quite a large chunk of our audience would enjoy that as well. So that's exciting. I love it. We'll have to get you on one of the multiple film podcasts that we have running on the network. Tweet at us. Let us know if you would like to see Caroline on another show. And if you don't tweet us, we're going to do it anyway, because we do what we want. We're Project Nerd. You don't tell us who we can and can't have on our shows.
I'll give another conspiracy theory on a new hot take eventually.
Please.
Something Stanley Kubrick related. I'll do a real hot take for Stanley Kubrick.
Tune in for that. It's coming, guys. It right. is coming. Well, Caroline, thank you so much. I sincerely appreciate it. It was a joy having you on. I look forward to having you back on again. And in the meantime, I want to remind all of our listeners, go check out all the amazing podcasts across the Project-Nerd Network. We've got shows about movies. We've got shows about introspection. We have shows about comic books. We have shows about video games. You name it, we have a show about it. So check us out at Project-Nerd.com. You can also check us out on YouTube at Project-Nerd. You can check us out on Twitch at Project-Nerd.blog, I think, or nerdblog.com. I don't know. It's one of those things. There's a link to it on our website. I don't have to tell you what it is right here. But in the meantime, check out those things. Check out Caroline. I sincerely appreciate it. And until next time, keep it real. But like R-E-A-L, not like R-E-E-L, like my email address. Next time. See ya. Okay, bye. Good. Go. We'll see you later. Bye.